الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا ربي بالمصطفى، يا ربي بالمصطفى، بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The month of Ramadan is just passed, and Allah gave us this great month for one main purpose, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. So after the month has passed, let us all check, think for ourselves, and at least give that some time, that before Ramadan, when our last majlis was for Shaban, before Ramadan in Shaban, what was my level of taqwa? And we don't compare it with Ramadan. Ramadan, we all try to do more. And you can't maintain the momentum of Ramadan in the whole year. But what was it in Shaban? Now in Shawwal, after the month of Ramadan, which Allah had made the perfect month for us to acquire taqwa. And Allah said it was to acquire taqwa. How much of taqwa have I acquired? How much has my piety increased? How much has my namaz, the quantity of namaz, if I started reading some nafal? Am I making tilawat of Quran Sharif now? Whatever, see what was my condition before Ramzan, and now if it is has improved. That is taqwa, that is sirati mustaqim. How much more have I come on the straight path? How much am I abandoning the crooked path of the Jews, the Christians, all the other isms, all the other ways that we have to check. And on that, then we give ourselves marks whether we passed in Ramadan or whether we failed in Ramadan. As our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say very beautifully, a person who passes time, he fails time. Hazrat played a pun, which is in the, as far as eloquence of language is concerned, on the word pass. Two meanings to pass. One is to pass in an exam, and one is to pass time. So a person wants to pass time, failed in his exam. And the same word, but the two different meanings. How beautifully Hazrat put it, that a person who was passing time, especially in Ramzan, if a person wants to pass time, he wants to pass time on a cell phone, for example, pass time with friends, go for a drive with the family, all that passing time, then you have failed time. See, in after Ramadan, each day, all of us who are here, we all made Eid namaz, And whoever we know and who calls himself a Muslim made Eid namaz. The crowds are very big Eid namaz. The masjids can't cater, it's too small. Eidgah also becomes too small. And all of us made Eid namaz. Those who kept rozas, they also made Eid namaz. And those who didn't keep roza, they also made Eid namaz. Eid namaz, they won't miss. Those who didn't make their 5 times namaz in Ramadan, and normally they don't make, but Eid namaz, they won't miss. Many other things, but Eid namaz, we won't miss. And all the goodies of Eid, and then the da'wat, that it is the day, ayyami akyum wa shurbiyum wa bi'al. These are days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you're eating, drinking, and to be with your family. So all celebrated Eid also. We made Eid namaz also. All celebrated Eid also. But in akhirat, who will make Eid? Those who didn't make their namazes, who didn't keep roza, who didn't observe Ramadan, who didn't respect Ramadan, do we hope that we will be able to make Eid and have enjoyment for there also? So we have to consider. And then another aspect, a very fine, delicate point also. See how Allah made it ideal for us to acquire our taqwa in Ramadan, to come onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. And what was that? That we read in the hadith, and which is absolutely 100% true. All the rebellious shayateen, Allah had them tied up and threw in the oceans, so that they do not spoil the rozas, the fast of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah made all that arrangement for us. And we find that in Ramzan, otherwise to keep the 29-30 rozas are not easy. Like now in Shawwal. How many of us kept our 6 Shawwal roza? Just pick up our hands so we get an idea. I won't know. I won't remember who kept, who didn't keep. So very few of us, because now the shayateen are here. Not easy to keep them. But in Ramadan, we kept 29-30 rozas we kept. No problem. Now after Ramadan, our Taraweeh, our Isha, 17, who makes? Very few of us. Who makes 17? Just pick up our hands quickly. Very, very few. And Ramzan, we made 20 extra Taraweeh also. With 40 extra sajdas, we made them. And not short, we had to complete the whole Quran in Taraweeh. So you couldn't read Wal Asr and Alam Tara and Alif Lam Mi Inna Atayna and Wal Asr. We had to read, finish the whole Quran Sharif. So long we managed it because the shayateen were. And then the other enemy of ours, 2 enemies we got. One is the outside enemy, shaitan. So Allah took care of him like that. The other enemy is within us, our nafs. So him also, Allah Ta'ala, bogged him down. That he couldn't do what he wanted to our nafs. By what does the nafs thrive on? How does he get strength and fight you and make you all the wrong things? When he's nice and full. But when he's hungry, so no roza, no food for nafs. And then, no drink for nafs. And also, our desires we couldn't fulfill. So, nafs didn't get any chance. He also got dry, like some dry fruit. He became completely, he couldn't do anything. So, the outside enemy, also the inside enemy. And then, Allah Ta'ala made it that all the creation, really, making dua for us. The fish in the water, the birds in the air, the ants, all making dua for us in the whole month. And then at night, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, from every night in the Ramzan, from Maghrib till Subah Sadiq, asking who wants what. And then Allah gave us the first 10 night of Rahmat, the first 10 days. Then of Maghfirat. Then Itkum Minan Nar. And the last 10 nights, Allah filled it up with blessings. With the odd nights, Laylatul Qadr, the prize-giving night, the night of Eid, everything Allah Ta'ala put in there. So all this, so after all that still, if I didn't, my taqwa didn't improve a little bit also. And I did not come onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, then it's a thing to worry about. And not only this one Ramzan, All of us can think, most of us, we have spent 20 Ramzans already, 30, 40 Ramzans, some of us, more also. And for what are we waiting? Which Ramzan are we waiting for that we're going to make a change? Who of us got guaranteed the next Ramzan we're going to see it so that we can make a change in our lives? So, or are we waiting to go 4 months in Jamaat, then we're going to change our life? We're going to spend chilla with our sheikh in the Khanqah, or we're going to become alims and then we're going to become pious? Well, what are we? Ramzans are coming, the ideal occasion, such an occasion that Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, should write to great, great ulama, and he should tell them, and which ulama who are teaching in the Darul Ulooms, teaching big kitabs like Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawood, teaching Hayat, Mishkat, Tafsir of Quran, Jalalain, Bedawi, such great, great people. And what should Hazrat tell them in the, what was the subject matter of Hazrat's letter? That you have allowed 11 months to go, wasting them after teaching all this. Now give 1 month for to bring value in your life. Yeah. Eh? All the teaching and all the effort of deen is mubarak, very good. But the object is to practice on deen. How much are we practicing? We see also from what I notice, from the letters we get also, our friends write, etc. Some ajeeb, ajeeb people write from where around the world. Now the system has been made such that we don't know who and who. Anyway, but the sum of it, the sum of all the matter, we think that tilawat of Quran Sharif in the ummah is at a very, very low level. So much so that we are jayyid hafid. Few people that I know personally from before, but they're not making tilawat, forgot the Quran Sharif. Ulama, a person who's teaching his class, but he's not making his own tilawat. A person who's teaching big kitabs in a darulum, and the awam, the general, the public, Ramzan, one khatam. Just quickly pick up our hands again, who made more than one khatam in Ramadan. 2, 3, 5, whatever. MashaAllah. Who made at least one? Pick up your hands again, those who did pick up, for who made more. So many of us didn't make our one khatam also. And half the month of Shawwal is gone. Who have started the khatam for the year? We have to finish one, minimum, one khatam in the year. Very, very few. And the Quran Sharif, the greatest interceder, who will fight our case, who will be on our side on the day of Qiyamah, is no Nabiya Mursal, no Rasul that Allah Ta'ala sent, not Namaz, not Zakat, not Hajj. The greatest interceder will be Quran Sharif. And if Quran Sharif lays a charge against us, you stand no chance whatsoever. And if Allah's Rasul lays a charge against us with regard to the matters of the Quran, what chance are we going to stand? And the Quran Sharif says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to lay a charge. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. They ignored the Quran. They divorced the Quran from their life. They made hijrat from the Quran. We got nothing to do with Quran. And that is the case of most of us. We don't touch the Quran. How many days we don't touch the Quran? We don't look into the Quran. We don't read the Quran. It's a very serious case, very serious matter. And if Ramzan didn't bring us onto tilawat of Quran, then what is going to bring us onto tilawat of Quran? So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we should see. So what was supposed to be acquired, the whole month, the setup was that all our amal come in order. Our sifat, qualities, patience, tolerance, kindness, forgiveness, all this comes in order. Generosity, mawasat, is a great thing of Ramadan. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's jood and generosity knew no limits in Ramadan. Like that also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was so generous. On that, remember one little incident. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, was going on a journey. He traveled, he came out of Medina, covered quite a bit of his journey. Time for him to take a little rest now, he was traveling. So he stopped to take his rest. When he stopped, he saw there where he stopped also, another, there was a shepherd with his goats, herding his sheep, and a dog came to the shepherd. And the dog looked at the shepherd, which he made out that the dog is hungry. It needs some food. So he had his little cloth in which he had his food tied up. He opened it. He gave the dog one roti to eat. Dog ate it. Then the dog looked at him more with eyes that I'm still hungry. I still want more. So he took another one. He gave it. After that, again the dog looked with looks that I need some more. So he gave a third roti. After that, the dog wagged its tail, saying, Jazakallah, thank you. And then it went away. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the shepherd and asked him, how many rotis have you got? He said, I have three only. And he said, you gave all three to the dog, and you also now, you're taking your rest, it's like lunchtime now. You have to eat. What are you going to eat now? He says, the dog, usually they are in the towns where people stay. Dogs are not out in the jungles and out in the deserts. This poor dog is a stray dog, something happened. Who will give it food? To have the soft heart is a great... Ramzan was supposed to make our hearts more softer. A mu'min's heart is supposed to be soft. One among the five categories of people who get tawfiq of reading the Durood Sharif is a person with a soft heart and a clean heart. A person who's got a hard heart, a rusted heart, a black heart, he won't get tawfiq to read Durood Sharif. A person whose heart is dirty, Durood Sharif pure and clean, sublime, and dirt and filth, the two don't go together. They don't mix. They don't mix with one another. So a person has got a dirty heart. So to have a heart like that, so that is what that shepherd had. He had a heart like that, feeding for the poor. There are many of us who got lot of money, millionaires, as we are sitting also today, every second person is a millionaire. But very few got hearts to spend. We got the purse and we got the zip on the purse properly to open that purse little bit and take out and give somebody. We find it very, very hard. Fortunate is that person who's got that heart to spend. And for that, you don't have to have a purse filled with money. This Ramzan, one student in the Darul Uloom, Malaysian student, very keen, eager, it happens to everyone, passionate, I must go for Umrah. But he only had 100 rand. But I want to go for Umrah. 100 rand and Umrah, it doesn't tell you, it doesn't work out. What Allah put in his heart, what he did, his 100 rand he gave in sadaqah. What we will say, no, I must get more, keep this, and I must add to it. But he gave it in sadaqah. He gave it in sadaqah, Allah shan. Somebody gave him 1,000 rand. Immediately he gave that in sadaqah. He gave his 1,000 rand in sadaqah. What happened next? Somebody from Malaysia contacted him. We want to send you for Umrah. Send your passport details. And there he was on his way and he went. We went, made his Umrah. So that is to have a heart like that. But unfortunately, whether you got 1 cent or you got 1 million rand, that is not dependent on your spending. Your heart is, that is, so this is a shepherd. There, who will regard him as a buzur, as some great person? But see his quality. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar cancelled his journey. He went back to Medina Sharif. And he made investigations. Who is the shepherd here? So he made his investigations. He found he was a slave. A slave. And he was working for somebody. This was somebody's goats and that. So he bought the slave also. He bought him. He bought those goats also, and like the kraal, or wherever they keep the sheep, he bought that also. Then he called him. He said, I've set you free. All the sheep are goats are yours. I give them to you. And the place to keep them, the kraal, that also I give it to you. And then what happened next? He gave all that in sadaqah.
Allah.
What will we do? Alhamdulillah. I gave 3 rotis. Allah gave me all this. All that also He gave in sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala give us. And this ummah was the ummah to give. Now, this was not a ummah of taking. This was not a ummah of hoarding. Today, and this was not a ummah to spend on our own things.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, my car must be more better. I must upgrade. My house must be better. My holidays. We're spending now $500,000 on holidays. Foreign destination. Whole family going. Spending more than $500,000 on holiday. This ummah was not supposed on clothes, on fashion, on the ways of the kuffar who's spending so much money. And with this, and how they are killing our brothers in Palestine. And we are supporting them. That was not, we're enjoying and releasing our coke, ice cold coke, and enjoying it. And that translates and turns into the bombs which they are bombing. And where a father, for example, to buries his daughter crying without the head, can't find the head. And what conditions they are. But we are living that life. So to have that heart, Allah give us that. Ramzan was supposed to produce that. It's a month when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's jood and generosity knew no limits whatsoever. To be able to spend, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So all these qualities, by the end of Ramadan, we should have that now you are eager, you are clean, you are pure, and you have all the good qualities have come into you. And all the dirt and filth, you have thrown them away. You have taken a spiritual bath, you are perfumed now. You are clean, and you are in such a state now, that Allah wants you also. You want Allah. Allah wants you. So immediately when the moon is sighted for Eid, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains it very well, when the moon is sighted, all Eid tomorrow. And already from the night, the whole atmosphere is no more. Ramzan is finished, a closed chapter. Locked up with 10 locks now. All that of Ramadan. Now it is Eid. It's time to enjoy. Is to have fun now, all the preparations in the house for tomorrow's da'wah also. We're going by uncle is coming here, auntie is coming, and all the preparations, everyone is, children are taking out their new clothes, showing it to one another. It's a different. And next day, each day is each day. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, my condition and my heart immediately goes to Kaaba Sharif. That now that a person has been purified, now he is come in a position to want to be meeting his beloved. He wants to meet his beloved now. On that, one time, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, whose dargah is in Nizamuddin, where the markaz is just around the corner there, he told one of his very close murids, whom he made lot of his khidmat, and this happens at time, and Ramadan is this time when forget your sheikh or your father or your mother or your uncle or somebody, your grandfather, when Allah is just giving, what do you want? Allah is asking. وَإِنَّ فِي دَحْرِ أَيَّامِكُمْ In the time of your days, there are those moments that whatever you ask for, Allah gives you. And Ramzan, the whole Ramzan is filled with it. Full of it that Allah just gives. So anyway, the great Shaykh told this murid of his that, what do you want? I'm offering you 2 things. To become a mahbub, a beloved, or a habib, a lover. You want to become a lover, or you want to become a beloved? What do you want to become? So he thought, he says, if you give me permission, I'll go and ask my mother. Those days, mothers were also sahib hal like that. Their position was also very high. So he said, no problem, go, make mashura. He went to meet his mother. On his way, and those days, only bus number 11. There was no other train or any other buses. Your 2 legs, you walk. You slant foot. There is no other way you go. So a day's journey he was. As he was going, he passed one place where there was a majzoob. And these majzoobs, they're dressing, they haven't got big amamas and big like clean and tidy and all that. They just like vagabonds. So they just like staying there where the husbands are. They just lying around somewhere. So as he went, and he smiled at him, and he greeted him. So he also greeted. Then he asked him, "What you want to become? A beloved or a lover?" He got a shock of his life. This is what I'm going to ask my mother, and now he's telling me he knows about it. So he asked him, "What should I become?" He says, "You are going to ask your mother. Go and ask your mother. And if she doesn't tell you, you come back. You'll meet me here. Then I'll tell you. If she doesn't tell you, but you're going to go and ask your mother. Go and ask your mother." So he was overtaken. Who? What's this happening? Anyway, he went home, made his mother's lot of khidmat, pressed her, massaged her, everything, made her very happy. He said, "Ma, I want to ask you this one question. What should I become?" And he mentioned this incident also. So she said, when he told that he'll tell you, then you just ask him. Let he give you the answer. So he made lot of khidmat of his mother, night, morning, everything. Then he was returning. He came to that place. He saw he's not there. He asked the people around there, shopkeepers, whoever. "This man who used to be here, where is he?" He said, "He passed away yesterday afternoon." "Hello." "Last night he passed." "Oh, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." "He also has passed away." "Where is his qabar?" He said, "What qabar?" "He was like a vagabond, like a street person. We just took his body and threw it on a dump of dirt. No qabar, no burial, pauper's death. Yeah, a pauper's funeral. We just dumped his body there." So he went there. He said, "Assalamu alaikum." He sat up. And so he told him, "What your mother told you?" "She said, I must ask you, but you, yeah." So she said, "Become a beloved." "A beloved, a lover?" "I was a lover." This is the condition of a lover. But the beloved, everyone dies for the beloved. And the great awliya who become beloved, see what big turbat and shrines and mazars are made. And where the people come there and what they do for them. And so, but to become a beloved, you first have to be a lover. And you have to give your love. And then when you now gave so much love that you became a beloved. And that is what husband, wife also. We just expect love from the wife. But how much love do we give to the wife? So in all relationships, and especially with your sheikh, where you have to get Allah, we have to get everything, you first become a lover. And when that love, the sheikh sees this person is really, he hasn't got any other agenda, he hasn't got any other motive, he's really sincere. He's not just making it to show the people that he's close to the sheikh. So he also now gets favors from the people, and people respect him or whatever. But genuinely, then you become the beloved. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is what we had to become in Ramadan. Now when you become that beloved, every lover, every beloved wants to be with his beloved. Allah is your beloved, you the beloved of Allah. So naturally now Hajj, and if you Hajj in this world to meet Allah, you go to the house of Allah. Whoever you want to meet your beloved, you go to your beloved's house. And Hajj means the intention of going for the Kaaba, to visit the Kaaba. That is what it is now. So that desire must be in everyone. Even if we're not going for Hajj this year, physically with our bodies, but our hearts must be making every year Hajj. And those who are going, mashallah, they should be preparing. And not only preparing their passport and all other things, what we want, food, preparing and packing all the food and getting the cooler bags and packing up the food. No, the real preparation now must be that we are going to meet Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. In that also there is a great lack. And those of us not going also, our hearts must be there now. How much of us we feel that we got a thought even of Hajj. And today, what we got thought of, cricket, soccer, all the other things, the filth and dirt of this dunya. But we haven't kept place for the real things that have to come into our hearts. So this is what should be, that now that eagerness and desire, and a person, when he's got that, he'll make his ishraq namaz, he gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah, tam, 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 Hajj and Umrah. Hajj you can't make throughout the year. Hajj is only the 5 days of Hajj. And Al-Hajj, Al-Arafah, is the day of Arafah. That is what is Hajj. But the real person, every day you can get the sawab of Hajj. Allahu Akbar. So much to take from Allah Ta'ala. A person who reads Tirmizi Sharif's riwayat, 100 times Subhanallah, morning and evening, 100 Hajj sawab. Not one Hajj, 100 Hajj sawab. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, what a great alim, what a great wali, sufi, great friend of Allah. And very wealthy also. And he should go for Hajj, he should take lot of ulama, lot of people, pay for them, sponsor their whole Hajj and go with them. So his whole big entourage was going for Hajj. And every year he should go. So he went, not far they traveled, and he noticed that two young girls, small girls, they ran to the, where all the dirt is packed up, collected, all the dirt, hump. And there were some dead birds on there. And they took those dead birds and they dashed away with it again. So he saw them, he stopped them, he said, it's haram. Carrion, birds that died like that, you can't eat it, it is haram. And these were Sayyid, these girls. And he said, it's haram for you, not haram for us. So he understood that they have got so many days of hunger. And therefore now, then it's permissible to eat something even haram, just to save your life, to get a little bit strength in your life. So he called his treasurer, who was in charge of all his money affairs. He said, just keep so much money back that we can go back home again. The rest of the money he gave it to them. After that, Allah appointed a farishta to make Hajj for him, not only that year, till the day of Qiyamah. Not only till he lives. Oh, wow. Same Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that there was a friend of his, a known acquaintance or in his town, and this was a very wealthy and a very proud person, which means he was far from deen, a very arrogant, proud type of person. So his friends were going for Hajj. So he decided, he felt, I also must join them. And like to go with your friends, anything, you like to join them. We have a few days out, and we like, whether it's hunting or whether it's a holiday, what, for Hajj. So we go for Hajj. And so he also wanted to go. So he took 500 dinars, and he went out to do his shopping for Hajj, what things he will require for the Hajj. As he went out, one lady called out, I'm a honorable lady, Sayyid, family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I've got my 4 or 5 daughters, and we haven't eaten for so many days. If you have something, please help us. Desperate she was. He took all that and he gave it to her. He returned home from there. Now no more shopping for Hajj. Allah took out the thought of Hajj also from him. And then days passed. The friends made the Hajj. They came back. So he went and met his friends again. So they all congratulating him that we saw you in Mina, we saw you in Arafah. So he got a shock. And they all embracing him. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Allah accept your Hajj. Allah accept our Hajj. But yeah, I didn't make. That night he saw a dream that you gave that lady, you looked after her, and Allah Ta'ala has appointed a farishta and he looks just like you. And the same is reported about Hazrat Maulana Shah Masih Allah Sahib Rahmatullah. Every year there was somebody making Hajj on behalf of Hazrat Maulana Masih Allah Sahib also. So till Qiyamah he will be making Hajj on it. And that Hajj is 100% maqbool. Our own Hajj, we know we spoil it. We don't do it properly. But the farishta making Hajj, and every year, today we don't know where to spend our money. Where? What's the need? In so many places, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, so many other places, we squandering our money on our houses, on our cars, on our holidays, whether even it is going for Umrah on Umrah. We hardly back from one Umrah, another Umrah again. And we have to see our priorities is a very, very important thing. Allah give us. So anyway, all this, that spirit was supposed to be developed in the month of Ramadan. And now our heart should incline towards our Hajj. Those whose Hajj is farz, they will go. And those others, that our hearts be there. Fortunate is that person who may be 8,000-10,000 kilometers away from Kaaba Sharif, away from Haram Sharif of Medina, but his heart is there all the time. think of us, to our hearts inclined to be there, our hearts making tawaf there, our hearts making salatu salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us who are there, but our hearts are not there? Hey, what's on our TV screen? We're watching what is the news. We are watching what are the latest scores of cricket, soccer, all those things there. Where are we? Are we in Medina Sharif, in Makkah Sharif, or where are we? We are there in the shopping malls. We are there in the jewelry shops. We are there in all, and now all the entertainment. Now Hajj, Umrah is advertised with 2 days of golf also. 2 days Makkah Sharif, 2 days Medina, 2 days you go for golf. All this, what is happening, all the entertainment which is there now. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect the Ummah. Allah protect us. So now that spirit, that now what was the time that we have joined with Allah. And that was, if we spend Ramadan in such a khanqa, where we build up that closeness to Allah. And we took the effect of it. Not just that we were there, and like we were there, we were not there, no difference. But we took the effect. And that now that a yearning of Allah is there. And now you just want to be with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And so many other programs. Just the zikr program is enough for that. All the ash'ar which we read, if we just think of that and make our zikr, it will bring that yearning in us to be with my Allah. And to be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And now is the occasion that you go there. So this is we have to check ourselves. How much did that come into us? Not that we are going for Hajj or that we are going for Umrah, but is that when the Kaaba comes in your heart, one is you go to the Kaaba and one is the Kaaba comes to you. That is what we have to work for, that those qualities come into you. And you go to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and we read Salatu Wasalam. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam goes to so many people. So that is what we have to develop. So this was the month Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gave us to develop those qualities in us. Call it taqwa, call it sirati mustaqim, call it nisbat, connection with Allah Ta'ala. Mawlana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Gari Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh used to quote it often, کہ نسبت اسی کا نام ہے نسبت اسی کا نام ہے کہ ان کی گلی سے آپ نکلنے نہ پائے. That is, you, even if you want to, you can't stop thinking of Allah. Your realization that I'm not in existence, you have annihilated yourself. Your existence, I'm non-existent. It's only Allah. I can't do anything. If I do anything, I'm a spoiler. My namazas I spoil. Everything I spoil. Who is perfect is only Allah. And Allah's perfection, Allahu Akbar. Look at the Quran Kareem. The miracles of the Quran Sharif in different aspects. You'll just be taken, swiped off your feet. Whose kalam is this? The kalam of Allah. Just take one aspect which scientists have written who were atheists. What have they written? We can't reach there. See where they, the scientists, that they say that now only about less than 100 years ago, maybe say about 80 years ago, they found out that the seas where they meet, Yaltaqiyan in Maraj al-Bahrain and Yaltaqiyan Bainahuma Barzakh, where the two seas meet and between them is what Barzakh. That no man's land, that in between land, that for example for South Africa at the Cape Point, where the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean meet, and there where we go, where usually the tourists are allowed to go, then you stand, you are far from the sea. You only see, and they, what they will show you that there you can see the line where the two seas are meeting, and whether you see it or not also. But you just agree, I can see, there's the light. You can't see nothing. And on top scientists could see nothing. But they thought also they used to, when they then realized, and they put their cameras at those places, which now they have done just about 80 years ago. That means about 1300 and more years after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, after the Quran Sharif was revealed, with those cameras, they have seen and clearly, the top of the water, it looks like they are meeting. But below, about a meter, 1.5 meters, clearly you see the two waters don't meet at all. They just come and they go away like this, come and go away. The Atlantic water is cold. Indian Ocean water is hot. And that you can feel, anyone can feel that. So this is, then what did they say? The atheist scientist, when he became a Muslim, he says that man that was born in the deserts of Arabia, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in the 7th century, he had no cameras, they had no telescopes, they had no all the scientific instruments which they have got now. They didn't have the labs which the scientists have got now. Nothing of that. And he could stay, and he lived there. Perhaps he didn't see the sea his whole life. Even just outwardly, perhaps he didn't. And he passed away in the desert. And he can give this facts which we, after 1400 years, only now we discover it. Allahu Akbar. Another scientist says that we were making jokes about the Quran Sharif. That it's comic strips. Like where in comic strips, animals speak. Where the Quran says, call it in namlatui. The namla, the ant spoke. Call it, the feminine for the namla. How perfect the grammar of the Quran Sharif. The ant spoke. They say ant speaking. Those are comic cartoons and that. And you people believe it as a divine book. For 1400 years they made a joke of the Muslims and of the Quran. But now with the scientific instrument, Allah says, Sanurihim ayatina fil afaq wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. That Allah is one. What Allah has said, 100% true. Now they have discovered actually the ants speak to one another. Yes, we speak to one another. Now see what the Quran taught. What they made a joke and that made them accept Iman in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, as far as that is, the miracles of the Quran, the miracle of your body, how Allah has made this human body. You put one peanut in your mouth, one badam, anything, and how the whole goes in your stomach, how it gets digested, how it goes to its different things, all the different parts. Who could say 1400 years ago that the woman is created from the left rub, the uppermost rub of the man? Now they have proved it. Actually it is that. What the Quran and Hadith have told us, Allahu Akbar. One American scientist went to Egypt to work. And there he found a Muslim scientist. They are talking. They are saying that a dog, the saliva of a dog has got so much of bacteria in it. That you have to rub it, scour it with sand. And the first time or the seventh time, scour it with sand. So he thought, these people just talking funny things here. And bacteria and scour it with the sand and all that. Then he checked up under the microscope and he saw where a dog licked anywhere, a spoon, a plate, anything. Wash it 7 times. But the bacteria is still there. Scour it 1 time and the bacteria is gone. So what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught, the finer details in the hadith. So this human body is a miracle. The whole earth is a miracle. The heavens, the earth, the rising of the sun, the setting, the rotation of the moon and the earth, the stars. There are endless miracles. And if we didn't see one miracle star. وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. Allah is claiming, why do أفلا تتفكرون أفلا تتبر, why don't you make تدبر, why don't you make تفكر, why don't, what we are thinking of the things of this dunya, we making fikr. Make fikr of the reality and see. And at the end of Ramadan, when Eid comes, you found Allah. And now when you go for Hajj, you have met your beloved, the creator of beauty, the creator of kindness, the creator of mercy, the creator of forgiveness. Allah is embodiment of what and what. What are 99 names? Allah is much more than that also. How great is not Allah Ta'ala? That is what we have to find in Ramadan. The great buzurgs of the past, half of the year, that is about 5.5 months, they would spend in crying and sobbing to Allah, we did not appreciate Ramadan. Who of us got that feeling? Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, after every namaz, he would cover his face with his hand, and that his hand, the namaz mustn't be thrown back at him. That is, rejected your namaz. Who of us are worried? A person who worries, is my namaz accepted or not? No, for sure your namaz is accepted. And a person who doesn't worry, we got big worries. But we don't even realize we got worries. We are still just laughing and joking and eating and gallivanting and eating and holidays and sport, just covering it all up. But we have got big, big worries. And when it will open up in the qabr, then we'll realize. But then it is, of course, far too late. So Allah give us tawfiq. So now it was that we had come and we had met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we were enclosed. And that person's life, that is what is Eid. Which Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, spend your life like Ramadan and your mort will come like Eid. But we don't even spend Ramadan like Ramadan. We got no idea. For us, Ramadan is a month of feasting, not fasting. We eat more seri time, we eat more iftari time. Quantity we eat more rich food, more fried food, deep fried, which are so unhealthy. And we open our roza with the deep fried. We do more harm to our body even than what as good the whole day's roza had done to the body. And then all the savouries that we have and all the desserts that we have, we do so much harm. What we got no idea what is roza. The woman 3-4 months before Ramadan, they start their preparation. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab. But that is all collecting the white meat and the fillet oil. They need all that. And whatever kind they get, they just too happy. Whether from where it comes and what they are getting, but it is just called fillets and it is just called halal, they are just too happy. But what we are opening our rozas. But what we are eating, we got no idea what Ramadan is. Allah give us tawfiq that the next Ramadan we realize and make our life. And see where Hazrat Shaykh writes to big ulama that don't let this month go in waste. When teaching in the Darul Ulum, which we will say, oh, this Maulana, whole life he spent, and what he made this Darul Ulum, this effort and this teaching. And Hazrat Shaykh say, wasting your time. Na'uzubillah, don't take it in the wrong meaning of it. Compared to what you're actually supposed to be doing. And we are far, we are in our entertainment in Ramadan. Our pedal tennis doesn't come to a stop. TV doesn't close anymore in Ramadan. Before Ramadan, the TV should be closed. Now that also all carries on. We got no idea. But Eid Namaz, we have to be there. Looking after 10 rand. And million rand we are allowing to be destroyed. Eid namaz, 10 rand. A smaller value than the 5 faraz namazes. Smaller value than the rozas of Ramadan. It's also important. It's a wajib namaz. And Allah's mercy knows no limits. If Allah wishes those people who just made the Eid namaz, Allah will forgive them also. Allah's mercy knows no limits. But we have to see what we have to do, and that is what we must do. May Allah give us tawfiq, that we make tawbah, istighfar, I didn't spend my Ramadan correctly. And now bring this change, see that, bring this into our lives. At least come in contact with these things. Otherwise we are not even in contact. We are just like that frog, pada, which is just in a frog hole, and just making a big noise the whole night. And jumping, oh, ana wala ghairi. I rule the world. And making a big noise. And it just hardly controls that small hole. And it's just in that small by the dam or the river and making a noise the whole night. That is what I think, oh, my Ramzan, how I spend it. We hardly got an idea of how Ramadan is supposed to be spent. What is Ramadan? We got no idea. What is the Quran Sharif? Whether it is Surah Fatiha, whether it is Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar. Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, the whole surah, 10 words. Each 3 ayats. Each ayat, 10 alphabets. Every ayat ends with Ra. Ra, the 10th alphabet of the Arabic, the alphabets. And then it starts with Inna A'tayna, and it ends with a Ra. The other surah like that is Inna Anzalna fi Laylatil Qadr hatta matla'il fajr. Between the two surahs, 10 surahs. What is the Quran? And amazing, mind-boggling, what is the Quran Sharif? It is ours. But what we got interested in. Our comics are more important. Cartoons on the phone and playing games on the phone. That is important to us. Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with all the Yahudi, all their junk and filth, which they just take out of their bodies from the dirty places. And that we die for those things. And their places of entertainment. And we give so much, we can't boycott their lifestyle. We can't boycott their product. What kind of a ummah is this? And we are the ummah of Nabi. We were kuntum khayra ummati, the best of nations. Ukhrijat linnas. We were not taken out to satisfy our desires, to satisfy our wishes, to eat and sleep and just like be like animals, and just wasting our time. Subah ko din ko khana kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko pakhana. Insan kya hua? Ek pakhana banane ki machine bana. Just whole day. Next day again we're hungry. Go and earn again. At night have a good meal again. And in the morning first thing toilet. And we say also I'm going to deposit. So that was our whole earning, eating and then going deposit there. So what are we depositing also for us? If we are depositing what are we going to get when your account will come? That how much have you got? How many liters of stool? And how many kilos of, how many liters of urine and how many kilos of stool you made. Is that what we are made for? Allah created us all. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The best we made you for this purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You thought we just wasted our time making you. They had nothing else to do. We wasted our time. What a perfect creation of Allah. Each part of the eyes, what a perfect. The brain, Allahu Akbar. The heart, every part, the nails, the hair on the body. Miracles of Allah Ta'ala. But we don't take any. Allah Ta'ala, let us learn and make our life valuable. And when Ramadan comes, that nothing else but Ramadan. And get what is Ramadan meant for. Not just coming and passing our time. And even our tilawat, all that. But the main object that we're supposed, that we don't get. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.